This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Small but mighty, that's the Rotary Charities of Traverse City. This nonprofit group has taken profits from oil and gas wells, more on that in a minute, and then plowed that money right back into improving Traverse City in many ways. It's a perfect example of a nonprofit being able to make a powerful impact on its community. Marcia Smith is with us now. She's the executive director of Rotary Charities of Traverse City. And Marcia, first, spell out for us the difference between the Rotary Club, we all see Rotary Club signs as we drive into towns, and Rotary Charities.
Our Rotary Club was one of the earliest ones chartered in the state of Michigan in 1923. And our connection to the Rotary Club is we are a separate public foundation, 501c3, but the members of the Rotary Club constitute our membership. So therefore, our board of directors is elected from the members of the Traverse City Noon Rotary Club. And we also share a common culture. So Rotary culture is service above self. That's always been one of the guiding principles of Rotary Charities. And we share the, if you will, same values. We have a thing in Rotary around the world. It's called the Rotary Four-Way Test, and it's what we base our decisions on. Is it the truth? Is it fair? Will it build goodwill and better friendships? And will it be beneficial to all? So while we are a separate entity, we are still connected to the Rotary values and to the Rotary Club of Traverse City.
And what makes Rotary Charities of Traverse City so intriguing is that you're able to pull money from oil and gas wells. How much have you collected over the years from these oil and gas wells?
Well, you know, we keep sort of a running tally, and it's over $50 million. But we've invested it well thanks to this sort of business acumen, which is the other thing that we get from a Rotary Club. Invested it well, so we've given away over $50 million. I think it's $54 million now, and we have about $48 million left. So we've been able to leverage quite a bit.
Tell us this, Marcia Smith, how in the world did this all come about? How did the Rotary Club of Traverse City wind up being able to draw on these oil and gas wells? It goes way back.
It began way back. And I mentioned how we were chartered in 1923 as a Rotary Club. And it was one of the Rotary Club's first service projects to purchase land for local kids to go to camp. So we purchased some property, about 400 acres, in the southeast section of Grand Traverse County, and leased it to the Boy Scouts, our local Boy Scouts Council, for 99 years with a $1 lease. So we maintained ownership of the property and the mineral rights therein. And in the 1970s, we struck oil and gas.
So smart to keep the mineral rights.
Once again, that business thinking, you know. Maybe there's some other resources here besides the natural resources and the recreational assets that might be a benefit to the community. So absolutely.
Give us an idea, Marcia, of the kinds of projects and the kinds of groups that you've been able to help with the money, with these mineral rights money.
Well, we've been able over the years to really help support a wide range of nonprofit organizations, units of government, schools with a variety of projects. Some of the biggest ones have been, which would stand to reason, our community college. We've given monies to help build the Denos Museum and the University Center, where local folks can go and get four-year and even advanced degrees. The Great Lakes Water Studies Institute. Water is so much our lifeblood and an economic driver here that we've been able to support that. We've given grants to the YMCA for a new facility. Obviously, to the Boy Scouts, to Interlock, and we've done a lot of large capital gifts. But when we asked our members several years ago, what are the grants that you are most proud of? It was really interesting, the feedback we got. They were for the grants that we initiated, if you will, for our proactive creation of organizations that previously did not exist. So, for instance, Rotary Charities, in our words, incubated the Grand Traverse Regional Land Conservancy, which has saved thousands of acres of land, leveraged millions of dollars, and become just an institution. It's hard to think about the Grand Traverse region without the Land Conservancy now. And we were at the heart and the start of that. The same thing for a community foundation. There was no community foundation. So we really, one of our ideas from the very beginning was, how do we increase philanthropy in our region? You know, we're not a place that had a lot of large industrialists. A lot of the early money that settled our region actually left, unlike some General Motors money that still stayed in Flint, or other examples that might be Kellogg money that still stayed in Battle Creek where it was created. Most of that left when the lumber barons left. So how do we help individuals keep money in our region where it can do good forever? And that was the idea behind the creation of the Community Foundation, two of the things we're most proud about.
You know, it's interesting when I think that you put that figure out there of $50 million, and I know when you look at some foundations, that doesn't stack up as nearly as highly as, you know, Ford Foundation has to work with, or Kresge, but it's still a lot of money, and I am sure that there are nonprofits that would do anything to be able to have that kind of money to work with. But it isn't just the money, is it? Because you have to have the right methodology and the right approach and the way you choose what to do with your assets. And what can other nonprofits learn from that?
Well, I think we are in a unique category of nonprofits in that we are philanthropic in intent. You know, we are a nonprofit foundation. We're organized as a public foundation. So our job, our mission is to give away what we think about is our capital, if you will. And our capital we think about is more than our financial capital. You know, it's our connections, it's our reputation, it's the knowledge that we've gathered through the years at both our Rotary Club and our staff. So a lot of those are the assets that we bring. I think what other philanthropists or folks that are local foundations, small regional foundations can learn from us is a lot of it's about leverage. And a lot of it's thinking about these other kinds of capital that you can invest. For instance, one of the things that I'm most proud about that we've done is that we have realized the importance, and I think foundations always do, the importance of the nonprofits to our social infrastructure and economic infrastructure in our community. So we actually, because there wasn't one here, created a program to help strengthen nonprofits. It's called North Sky Nonprofit Network. It is a program of ours. We help with board governance. We help with strategic planning. We help with succession planning, a whole host of wide activities, as well as some individual consulting and counseling for nonprofits. We help facilitate mergers and discussions amongst nonprofits. So we really provide some direct services to the nonprofits, and that doesn't cost a lot of money, quite frankly. So that is, you know, I think that whole idea about being a service model to the nonprofit sector, others can also emulate.
Marsha, what does Rotary Charities want to get in return for the millions you've given?
Well, I think we've gotten it back in some ways, you know. We want community impact. And, you know, our current vision, if you will, is we want a region of vibrant and connected communities where all people and ecosystems can thrive. So that's a wide, wide vision. But our mission is more about how do we catalyze the resources that we have, how do we provide leadership, and how do we make connections that are going to strengthen those connected communities. So that's kind of the, if you will, the space that we're trying to play in.
Marsha Smith is the Executive Director of Rotary Charities of Traverse City. Great to talk with you. Thank you so much, Marsha.
Thank you, Cynthia, for the opportunity.